Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. We are continuing on the study together of the Gospel of Yohanan, John. We are in the first chapter. We begin with the introduction to this beautiful Gospel that presents before us the person of our Lord Jesus, our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, then presenting before us the fact that this person that we have come to trust in him is none else but God the Son, who became a man, the Messiah of Israel and the Savior of this world. We are starting in the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Yohanan, and we are now in chapter 1, beginning from verse 15. We will reflect a little bit on verse 14 also as we move along. In John 1, verses 15 to 23, please open your Bible, and I would like to read verses 15 to 23 of John chapter 1, and I'm reading. John, this is Yohanan, bear witness of him, and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, by Moshe, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, by Yeshua HaMashiach. No man have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ, the Mashiach.' And they asked him, 'What then? Art thou Eliyahu?' And he saith, 'I am not.' 'Art thou that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then said they unto him, 'Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah.'" And I am stopping here. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we continue here with the study of John chapter 1, thankfully, we begin in verse 15, to be introduced to John, but this time again, John the Baptizer. He is the one of whom we already read in verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was Yohanan, John. He is the one that came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. And so, we're continuing here in this portion of Scripture in John chapter 1 to see what John the Baptizer, what Yohanan HaMatbil had to say concerning the person of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. To remind you that in the first 14 verses we learned this. Number one, that the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, was one of the three persons of the Godhead. We secondly learn from verse 1 that in the beginning was the Word, that He, that Word, that Logos, that Mimra in Hebrew, Logos in Greek, the one that is the expression of the mind of God, the one through whom God, the triune God, spoke. He was that eternal Word. He was one of the persons of the Godhead. He was to be distinguished from God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. He was divine. He was God, as it says in verse 1 of John 1. He and the Word was God. We learn from verse 2 also that He was the creator, verses 2 and 3, that He was the creator of all things. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made which was made. We also learn in verses 4 and 5 that He was the source of life. In Him was life. And we also notice that He was the source of light. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. This is verse 5. Then we learn already in verses 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, that He, this is the eternal Word, had a forerunner that His name was John Yohanan. He also had those that rejected Him and did not accept Him. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. We also learn that His own people did not receive Him. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But we also did learn that those that did receive Him, to them He gave the right to be called the children of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of men, but of God. We learn how important it is to be born of God, born of God, not born of the blood, not born of the will of the flesh, nor born of men, but being born of God. As we will learn later on, the words in which Yeshua said to Nakdimon, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You must be born again. That will be read again later on in John chapter 3 and verse 6. And now in verse 14, in which we concluded our last ministry on chapter 1, verse 14 was, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So what we have learned so far, that God, the eternal God, in the person of the Son, Haben, have entered into this world and took union, humanity, with His divine nature. We've learned that the person of the Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, who was born in the city of Bethlehem to the Virgin Miriam, was no one else except God, the Son, the eternal God, have entered into this world. No wonder the angels sang. No wonder the shepherds rejoice. No wonder that there was a joy on earth, because now God have entered into this world in the person of the Messiah, the Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, who came into this world for the express purpose to bring salvation for lost humanity. You remember that the wise men came from the east and said, "Where is He that was born the King of the Jews?" in Matthew 2 and verse 2. You remember that we read about it when you studied the other Gospels, that there was joy when the Messiah was born into this world, and how the wise men found him in Bethlehem and gave him gifts, gave to his parents the gifts, and the joy that was there because they fell and worshiped him, and they gave their treasures to him because the man, Christ Jesus, Mashiach Yeshua, who was the eternal Son of God, was born into this world. Wonderful, wonderful reality. Now notice what John is continuing to say. This is John the Apostle, Yohanan HaShaliach. He's saying in verse 14, and the Word, the Logos, became flesh and dwelt among us. And he continued to say, we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. You see, he in the Gospel of John, the emphasis is on the person of God, the Son, who entered into this world, and he revealed in a measure himself to his early Talmidim, the disciples in the land of Israel. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, this is very interesting because that expression, we beheld his glory. You know, the Hebrew word for glory is kavod. Kavod. That word for glory is mentioned many times in the Hebrew scriptures. Especially we read of that glory of the Lord. For example, in Psalm 19 and verse 1, it says, the heavens declares the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. You look at the sky, you look at the sun, the moon, the stars. The heavens declare the kavod, the glory of God. This is so tremendous. The word glory is simply represent the honor, the attributes of God. But even more, beloved friend, the word glory in English, which comes from the Hebrew kavod, kavod in Hebrew means, come from the root word kaved. And kaved is when something is heavy and something has value. So when we say God has glory, we mean God has value. It speaks about the attributes of God. It speaks about the attributes of God. He is holy. He is righteous. He is love. He is just. He is all that which Scripture presents him. He is the creator. He is the upholder of all things. The glory of God is that which God is. If you turn with me to Exodus chapter 32, 33, and 34, you will find very interesting verses there in connection with the glory of God. In Exodus chapter 33, in verse 18, we read, and I just want to read this for you, it's very interesting. It says in verse 18, Moses asked God, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he, that is God, said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. You see, Moses wanted to see the glory of the Lord, but obviously, no one can see God and live. And so God, in response to Moshe's request, he said, okay, Moses, okay, Moshe, I will make my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim my name in the name of the Lord, he said to Moses. He continued, he said, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. This is verses 19 and 20 of Exodus chapter 33. And the Lord said unto him, you remember in verse 21, he said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, my kavod, kvodi, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. What an amazing an experience God was going to allow Moshe to experience in Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 to verse 23. But notice, beloved brothers and sisters, as we continue in chapter 34, I just want to read you these from verse 5. And you remember, as Moses was there placed in a cleft of the rock, and the Lord was passing by, we read in verse 5 of Exodus chapter 34, and the Lord descended in a cloud, and he stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. In other words, the Lord proclaimed before Moshe the name of Yehovah, the name of Jehovah, the name of the Lord. And notice what he said. The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And notice what happened with Moshe. Moshe, Moses. Moshe made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshipped. Beloved friend, beloved brothers and sisters, what an amazing experience Moshe have experienced when he asked of the Lord, show me thy glory. And when he actually asked God, show me thy value, the word kaved, the weight, the value of God's glory. And of course, Moses desired to be close to God. But because God is holy and man is sinful, no one could see God and live. So God graciously knew the heart of Moshe, knew the heart of Moses. He allowed him to be placed in the cleft of the rock. And there he proclaimed the name of the Lord. And that is so, so precious. So precious that it presents before us the beauty of the Lord. You might say the value, the weight of the Lord, the kavod, the glory of the Lord, who was the one, the holy one, the righteous one, the gracious one. And so we read how the Lord presented himself before Moses. And he proclaimed, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'Chanun. That's the Hebrew. Erech apayim ve'rav chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, nose avon v'pesha v'chata'a. The Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord, so Moses could hear that the Lord is merciful. That's his glory. His glory, he is gracious. His glory, he is long-suffering. His glory, he is abundant in goodness. His glory, he is the truth. His glory, he is keeping mercy. His glory, he is forgiving iniquity. He is forgiving transgression. He is forgiving sin. But because he is holy, he will visit the iniquity of mankind, because God is just, God is holy. And Moses bowed his head towards the earth, and he worshipped. And can you imagine, beloved friends, beloved brothers and sisters, when John was writing his gospel, He wants us to be occupied with the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, to realize that he is much more than just a man. And he wants to give us much more than just some events that happened here upon the face of this earth, but to reveal to those that we read this gospel that God have entered humanity, and that John was so overwhelmed with the fact that we beheld his glory. Who is the we? These are the early shlichim, those Hebrew apostles. Those are the early believers that have beheld the glory of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, God the Son, as men who walked upon the face of the earth with them. Yohanan was overwhelmed. And so while he's writing the gospel for the express purpose that those that will read the gospel will believe that he is that eternal Son of God. These things are written that ye might believe that Jesus, that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. He also wrote the epistles, the letters, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And there he also emphasized the divine nature of this man by the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. In 1 John 1, verse 1, we read, that which was from the beginning, speaking about the Mashiach, from the beginning of his incarnation, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, John, Yohanan is saying, of the word of life. For the life was manifest. You remember John 1 and verse 4, 5 and 6, in him was life. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1, our hands have handle of the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. John was so overwhelmed, beloved brothers and sisters, with the fact that this one that he presenting before us, the eternal Word, the eternal Son, the eternal Mimra, the eternal God, the eternal One, God became a man. You notice what he says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. So John, in John 1 and verse 14, says, we beheld his glory. His glory, the kavod, his attribute here on earth as men. We saw it. We experienced it. We have watched him. We have seen that he is much more than just an ordinary man who is a sinner. This one, this Yeshua, this eternal Word was sinless. And we beheld his glory. The glory, notice, is of the only begotten of the Father. Listen. Full of grace and truth. This is John 1 and verse 14. Full of grace and truth. This is, the Hebrew word is, male chesed ve emet. Male, full of chesed. This is grace, emet, truth. He was full of, notice, chesed, this is grace, emet, this is truth. In other words, here is the one that was the full, the, you might say, fully balanced. He was 100% living in the light of the grace of God and presenting it before all. At the same time, he was 100% living in the light of God's truth and presenting it to those with whom and to whom he ministered to. And in those days, he was born in Bethlehem, ministering the word among our people of Israel. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, this is fascinating, as we read in verse 14. And now we are moving along, and we begin today with the reading of verse 15, John 1:15, all the way to verse 23. And here, beloved brothers and sisters, John continued to emphasize in verses 15, 16, 17, and 18, the divine nature of Yeshua HaMashiach, this one that became flesh and dwelt among us. Now we read, again, we are back to John the Baptizer, Yohanan HaMatbil, and here we read about the witness of Yohanan HaMatbil. It says in verse 15 that John the Baptizer now, of whom John the Evangelist is telling us of, that John, Yohanan HaMatbil, is now witnessing to the person of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. And you notice what he said. Verse 15, John bear witness of him, this is of Yeshua, Jesus, and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now, to remind you, beloved brothers and sisters, that John the Baptizer was actually older than Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. If you remember,
you have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.